I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we speak with Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed. Mike Roberts had a chance to chat with him a few weeks ago in a very special opening night at the Knoxville Raceway where you're not going to have to pay for a ticket. Here's that conversation.
Normally, when I interview you, I say how long you've been there, and you haven't been there that long, but you've been there long enough, we're not even going to mention it now. You're kind of like old school now.
Well, I'm kind of getting that way, but it's been good, so I enjoy it, so I'm glad we're getting they're keeping me around today.
Speaking of old school, not a lot is changing this year except for a couple things. 65 years, Knoxville Nationals, that's definitely old school.
Yeah, that's a great tradition that's built over the years, and right now, I think it's still building. Every year, seems like we're getting more people to come for all 4 days. You know, Saturday night's been sold out for several years now, but the last 4 years, every night, Wednesday through Friday, we've increased attendance too. So hoping to continue that and get more people in town, and then even getting them here earlier for the 360s and the Cappy too.
Yeah, even last year, 360 Nationals, more people. Capitani Classic, more people. I mean, last year was a stellar month for August.
Yeah, it was really good. The 8 nights of racing that we do here in Knoxville, we were up every night attendance wise, and like even on Saturday now we're selling out of pit passes by 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. You know, we've even got to limit that because of safety reasons and too many people in the infield, but everybody wanting to be there, it's a great thing, so we'll keep getting them all there as much as we can.
Something else that's old school, even though the month and the calendars have changed, is we got 5 nights of World of Outlaws this year. And the younger generation says, oh, that's never happened before. Well, when I was younger, it did, because we raced Outlaws in October, the school bandit shootout. So we've had them 5 nights, but we're getting back to that. New night is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, they had that weekend kind of come available and reached out and wanted to know if we were interested in trying to build another event. It seems like, you know, the big events are all – when I say the big events, the World of Outlaw races and the Nationals, of course, work, you know, for us every year and draw a lot of people. So we thought, yeah, we'll give it another try, kind of working out a deal with Houston's for a weekend, Memorial Day weekend event, you know. And it's just the first try here started, but we want to kind of build that into a summer event, you know, that people want to go to every year too. So just going to try to see what we can do there and see if we can build that.
Something else old school, USAC's back again.
Yep, we still got the people that, you know, still requesting the non-wing guys and the USAC guys. They like to come over and race on our track every year. So yeah, we're continuing to try to, you know, do that. It's one of those deals. Some of the newer fans don't even remember, you know, without racing with any wings on or those cars. So it's a little different. But yeah, just continue to keep things mixed up so there's something for everybody.
Something else going on still, again, late model Nationals in September. The only thing I wonder this year is we may or may not have a few more cars, because in the past, World of Outlaws have been scheduled somewhere else and they couldn't make it back here. They're in the neighborhood this time.
Yeah, that's what when all the schedules came out this year, I looked at that and I see, you know, they're in the area. So I'm hoping we can draw some more cars. We're going to try to do some few things to reach out to some of those guys and try to get them to come and see if we can continue to build that event also.
Something else that I'm going to continue on this old school tradition, if you will, but it's not. People have been complaining. They've been saying, well, the stands aren't as full in April. The stands aren't as full in May, and it's cold and blah, 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 whatever, no excuses. First of all, and I can tell you this from my side of the world, we have way more suites than we've ever had between us and the Hall of Fame.
Very true.
I've noticed more people in the pits than ever on Saturday nights. I'm talking weekly racing Saturday nights, which was never before. So I think they're coming down and wanting to be closer to the action from the grandstands.
Yep.
But if you want an excuse, came out earlier this month, it's a big excuse that you need to be at opening night. This is it.
Yeah, there's really no excuse not to be there. Craig Ford with Pella Motors, he's been a great partner, great to work with, and he's we've been talking about this deal for a couple of years with him. You know, he's like, hey, let's just have the grandstand free, you know, and I'm like, well, we have to do a little, you know, some work and negotiating on that. But I reached out to Craig again here a month or so ago, whatever it was, and we had a couple of meetings, and we were able to do that deal. And, April 18th, the grandstand is going to be free to all ages, anybody. So I encourage anybody that is a normal race fan to come and try to round up 10 people, you know, just to bring whether they're fans that used to come to Knoxville and haven't been there for a lot of years or have never been there. I mean, this is going to be the perfect opportunity to get there, it's not going to cost you anything to get in, and hopefully we'll have a good time and get you to come back.
I love my Section E gang, though, because they're kind of hit and miss in April anymore, and the only thing they came back with, what about the beer? Is it free? And I said, not yet.
No. We haven't got that far yet, so.
Yeah, but we can work on it, well, I guess. That's one of the things.
We can work on lots of deals, so yeah. I hope it turns out really good. I hope we get some decent weather and able to expose a lot of new fans and some old fans, I hope, is the goal.
The sponsorship thing, I know you guys work on that every day. I don't just say in the wintertime. It's all year long you're working on stuff. I know NOS has been the big leader for the Nationals. They're with the World of Outlaws again. Everything's sitting good with NOS this year.
Yep. NOS is going to – they're back on board again for the next couple of years. So, yeah, they're good. And, I guess it's a good deal. All the sponsors we've had for the last few years, they're all really happy and they all want to come back. And we've got more, reaching out, wanting to get involved. So, we're just trying to build that too and take care of all the partners, the great partners that we have. We just don't want to be a sponsorship where, they just pay us and we put their name on there. We try to help build their company and help them with their business also. And we've taken a lot of pride in doing that. And we've got a lot of good response from several different companies, all of them saying how good it is relationship and just trying to continue to build on that.
Let's get back to the 65 years of Knoxville Nationals. Tanner Holmes posted earlier this month the purse.
Yep.
He goes, you want to know why everybody's at Knoxville during the Nationals? And he did the whole structure of just Saturday night's purse. Yep. It's still, it's amazing. We're over $1 million total.
Yep.
And Saturday night is just cha-ching for everybody.
Yeah, it's, everybody, no matter where you're, whatever you race at on Saturday night, whatever feature you're in, you're going to make more money than you'd make, any other comparable anywhere across the nation. What blows my mind is, a lot of people tell me about it's, $15,000 just to start the feature, on Saturday night. But I mean, if you happen to be that first guy that don't make it, you run fifth in the B, that's still $10,000,
right.
You got to watch the feature. But I mean, that's more than a lot of features pay across the whole country, to win the feature. So
even
so,
the big boys.
Yeah. So it's one thing that we have taken a lot of pride in, and the fair board's backed very well. Continuing to try to increase that and keep that. So yeah, $200,000 to win this year and $15,000 to start. So I think it's very impressive, and we hear a lot of great comments across the country, and so that we continue to build that also.
Again, last year was an amazing crowd. This year I call the old landmark the 65 years. Anytime there's a 5 or a 0, it really sells out fast. Make sure you go to KnoxvilleRaceway.com, get your tickets ordered, call the ticket office if you can't do the internet like some people still, even me once in a while. And then don't forget, opening night, Pella Motors, Craig Ford. Craig really stepped up. I mean, it's his grandstands that night.
Yep. He's basically paying for everybody's ticket. So come out and support the Knoxville Raceway and both Pella Motors and Craig Ford.
And that was Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed and Mike Roberts talking about the preview of the 2026 racing season at Knoxville. You can also catch that interview along with the rest of our sprint car previews during the two-part Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio preview shows we held back in February and March. And those are on our on-demand section right now. We'll have more of today's Lely Radio Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.